guys came out and they did that. We beat Galena in the rebounding department the second half, and that's what managed to pull out a win.
Northern Lynn Canal basketball teams represent home at the state meet in Anchorage and local elections for Tlingit and Haida Central Council this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. This week, Northern Lynn Canal, Tlingit, and Haida Council members will elect local delegates to the Central Council. Della Brulette is the election chair for Haines and Skagway. This year's election will fill three seats, currently held by Harriet Brulette, Georgiana Hotch, and Ray Dennis Jr. The three delegates are running for re-election, and write-in candidates are also allowed.
They hold their seats for 2 years, and then they meet once a year in Juneau, and they meet with all Tlingits and Haidas as far as San Francisco, Seattle, Anchorage. They actually have more in their membership than we do in the whole state of Alaska.
The delegates represent the individual Native communities around Alaska and are responsible for electing the president and vice president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. They'll also introduce other items of discussion at the 75th Annual Tribal Assembly in late April.
We meet and we send resolutions, and the resolutions are voted on the floor by all of the delegation, and then they break up into committees, like on housing or health. We have different committees that different communities enter into.
The three seats represent Haines and Skagway's Native population, so the election is open to all council members 18 years and older in both communities. Brulette says there are about 200 voters between the two places.
The reason that Skagway is included is that Skagway doesn't have a big enough population to run their own election, and until their population is picked up, I will continue to run their election.
Many other Native communities of Alaska will also hold elections this week. Election day for Northern Panhandle Council members is Thursday, March 18th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Haines members can vote at the ANB ANS Hall, and Skagway members can get an absentee ballot from the Skagway Traditional Council Tribal Office. Absentee ballots must be postmarked by Thursday at 5 p.m. A new service from Search gives Southeast Alaskans free and anonymous access to therapists at any time of day or night. The new Helpline is expanding the support system for Panhandle residents by offering professional consultation by phone.
It is new. You know, we definitely want people to call it and utilize it, you know, when they feel like they're in need, you know, to talk to somebody, you know, about what they're feeling.
Wilbur Brown works in behavioral health for Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. He says from 1995 to 2004, there were 335 non-fatal suicide attempts in Southeast Alaska. The phone line is just one of the ideas the group hopes will lower those numbers.
Also, you know, we're looking at putting together a task force for Southeast, you know, to address suicide prevention, to talk about this, to bring this subject forward to people. You know, we've had quite a few attempts in the past, and we've had a lot of successful suicides in the past, you know, and you know, this is something that's unacceptable, and we want people to be aware that this is a problem that's happening out there. There is help out there. You know, Search Behavioral Health is, you know, willing to work with community members, you know, who are Search beneficiaries, and there's other help out there that's available. You know, we have a suicide prevention, you know, line for the state of Alaska, and folks can call that as well. You know, we're not here to try and take over other services. We just want to add additional help, you know, that people can reach out to.
The 24/7 service is actually a response to Southeast Alaskans' request for more immediate and personalized support when it comes to issues like depression and behavioral health.
And we put this line together in response to feedback from the community members of, you know, sometimes they need to talk during the evening outside of normal business hours, and where do they go? Who do they call? And, you know, so far the service has been getting a lot of great reviews from community members who have are referring it off to friends and family members, and, you know, they just feel like it's a much-needed service.
The line is free of charge for Southeast Alaskans. Brown says no financial information is exchanged on the phone, and health insurance is not required. The Healthline will offer professional consultation based in St. Louis, says Brown, but is not a replacement for therapy.
Where it's going to be especially helpful is it gives people an opportunity to talk to somebody right when they feel like they need to. They won't be doing assessments with the person over the phone. They won't be doing therapy with the person over the phone. It's just basically a place to talk, to come up with a place for them to be referred to. We've given them as much of a comprehensive list for resources in Southeast Alaska as we possibly could, so that they know where to refer the person off to. If they're a search beneficiary in one of our communities, they'll refer them off to a search clinic. If they're a non-beneficiary, they'll refer them off to a clinic that will work with them. So it's definitely a brief counseling over the phone, but it's not going to be a long-term intense therapy as they have in a clinical setting.
Suicide rates in Alaska increased yet again in 2009. The Bureau of Vital Statistics announced last summer that a rate of 24.6 suicides per 100,000 people was the highest in more than a decade, and a 25% increase since 2005.
You know, I've heard that there's, seasonal affective disorders that happen up here, and that, you know, folks are struggling coming out of winter into spring, and Alaska's a tough place to live in at times, and especially with our economy the way it is right now, people are struggling and, you know, waiting to get back to work in the spring and summer here. So we just want to give people a place to talk.
Experts recognize that rural Alaska can be a difficult place to find help. Towns are small and remote, with limited anonymity, and people are sometimes hesitant to approach medical professionals about behavioral health issues.
The help center is staffed by a team of master's level therapists, who aren't in Alaska. They are, at a place that we've contracted with in St. Louis. They're a crisis call center, and they're staffed 24 hours a day, seven days a week, and it's the number that we have is dedicated for Alaska only. Once the person calls in and they call this number, they know it's coming from Alaska and it's coming from Southeast Alaska. It's a confidential service.
The new search helpline is toll-free, available 24 hours a day, and is 1-877-294-0074. The Haynes boys advanced in the state 3A basketball tournament Monday night, winning against Galena Hawks by 5 points in overtime. Coach Steve Fossman explained how the game really took a critical turn at halftime.
We had a kind of a rough start. We were down 10-2. Galena was, really getting a lot of offensive rebounds on us. We weren't keying on rebounding enough, combined with the fact they shoot a lot of deep shots and creates long bounces. So they were really dominating on the offensive rebounding and the loose ball. So, we went in at halftime and really emphasized making the adjustments to, really go after the rebounds. And the guys came out and they did that. And we beat Galena in the rebounding department the second half. And that's what managed to pull out a win.
The Glacier Bears must get past the Barrow Whalers to advance further in the tournament.
Barrow's, they're a skilled team. They move the ball well. Got a lot of guys that can handle the ball. We watched them last night. They played against a zone from Heritage all night, and we typically play man-to-man all game, so it's kind of hard to tell what they do against a man defense. But it'll be a tough game size-wise. We'll probably match up fairly evenly, and I don't know. We're going to go out and hopefully push the tempo when we can on them and try to get easy layups and, play the same type of defense we've practiced for the last 3 years.
The Glacier Bears boys went undefeated in the regular season, taking the number one seed at the state 3A tournament.
Well, we had a really strong conference season. We went undefeated this year, and we got a number one seed, which was great, but the boys had a little pressure on them going in, and they did a fantastic job, took full advantage of the number one seed, won their first game very handily, and won a thriller in the championship, their second game. So they went in there and did a fantastic job, great composure, great team ball, team play, and just they were what you're hoping as a coach to see in a team and probably not expecting all the time. But as a coach, I'm super proud of them, super happy for them and their accomplishment, and my hat's off to the guys on the team.
The winner of the Tuesday night game between Haynes and Barrow goes on to play the championship game against the winner of the Nome Mount Edgecombe game. The Glacier Bears get a chance to scout those two teams on Tuesday night. Of course, they already know Mount Edgecombe, and Nome took the number one seed in their conference. The loser of Haynes' Tuesday night game will still have a chance to make third place in the tournament by winning a matchup against the team defeated in the Nome Mount Edgecombe game. Both the championship and the third place games are on Wednesday afternoon.
You know, I don't think anything's going to change as far as how we go into each game. You know, we'll have a little bit of a heads up on our opponents and talk about it. You know, the best way we're going to play the game against that team each day. And, you know, our main thing is we play hard and never give up. And I think guys, regardless of how the game comes out, if you can look back and say, hey, I did that, played hard, never gave up, then you feel good about yourself. So that's kind of the way we're going into the tournament, and we go into every season, every game we play. So, you know, the guys are in good shape.
Panthers girls begin their state tournament on Thursday morning against Chivac. All Glacier Bears and Panthers games at state will be broadcast live on KHNS Radio. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.